everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're tackling the topic of obedience. We've been working through that topic in depth during the month, but today we're going to focus specifically on how and when to teach your children obedience. Now, but before you start to smirk, it can be really challenging. I think we need to all acknowledge that this is difficult. This is a really hard thing to try and teach your children to be obedient and follow not only your guidelines and your rules as a parent, but also God's rules and guidelines as they get older and as they grow. Well, it's a learned attribute. And it's something that we learn throughout our whole lives. And as parents, it can be really tempting to just give in and let your children get away with things, right? As a new mom, it took me a while to figure out that there was a little bit of manipulation going on when it came to sleeping, and that my daughter really did not want to sleep in her crib. And it was so hard for me not to let her get away with that. But after a few times, I learned that she was kind of manipulating the situation and that it was better for her and better for me in the long run if I was able to stick really firmly with those rules. And she eventually got the hang of it, thankfully. So if parents can learn really early to trust their parents and know that they have their best interests at heart, I don't think it always makes it easier, but it maybe makes it a little bit easier for them to obey them. And then they will be more disciplined and more willing to obey God as they grow and get older. So let's start with the toddler age group. And that's the age group I can certainly relate with most right now as I have a toddler. So it's helpful, I think, sometimes. I'm certainly no parenting expert, but there are some simple guidelines that you can kind of follow when working with different ages of kids. And with toddlers, it's best to use quick, direct words of instruction. And this will help them realize the importance. And if they're, running out in the front yard towards the street, a simple, firm stop very quickly can sometimes catch their attention and actually make them stop. The next age group is preschoolers. Now, when kids are preschoolers, the details, they're a little bit older, so the details can be a little bit more, the instructions can be a little bit more detailed, a little bit more in depth, and you can explain more than stop. You can say, do not go past the grass in our front yard. You can play in the front yard, but don't cross that line of the grass. Now, elementary age children can handle even more freedom, but you also need to set very clear boundaries and have your kids tell you where they will be with their friends if they go out to play. And if they change locations, they have to come back and tell you before they change locations. They can't just go wherever they want. And, that's just an example, but it's good to set very clear boundaries with kids that are that age, because they'll certainly push you. Okay. Well, this is a guideline for what ages can handle what, but remember to start teaching them right from wrong during various ages. So how do you teach your children? That's really difficult. How do you teach your children that stealing is wrong and that lying is wrong? I can think of a circumstance when my daughter was, she was almost two, and she found some candy in the grocery store, and without me knowing, she was sitting in the cart, and she grabbed some candy and opened it and started eating it, and I didn't realize it until we had gotten out to the car. Now, it would have been really easy for me to just go, oh my gosh, it's what, 25, 50 cents for this little piece of candy? It's not worth it for me to take her out of her car seat, walk all the way back in the store. I have all these groceries in my car now. But I had this nagging feeling that it was very important for me to show her, even though she's quite young, for me to show her that that was not okay, and that that's taking something that we haven't paid for and that doesn't belong to us. And so, sure enough, I had to lug her back in the store and walk in, and I found a clerk, and I had to explain, in the easiest terms I could for a toddler, that we had to pay for it. And it was a hassle, but I'm really glad that I did that. now, looking back, I'm very grateful that I did that. Well, teaching them that being helpful is a good thing. Being truthful is a good thing. How do you teach them all those things? We praise them for doing good. And I want to share an experience of a mother with you who put long-term goals before short-term goals when teaching her 6 children. And she was really disciplined, so her children would be disciplined. And she didn't let her children watch TV very much. And because of that, even though her kids are older, they still reach for books over the remote or a cell phone, because she had those guidelines really early in life that, hey, TV's a rare privilege. They're still going for books over cell phones and the TV. And she had her kids start memorizing poetry as young as 2. That's really impressive to me. And she would sit and recite poems with them for other family members to hear. What a really sweet idea to teach your children poetry and to help them memorize it. Maybe instead of poetry, it's a song that they memorize, and maybe they perform that song for a grandparent for their birthday present or something like that. And just try it out and see how it goes. And little things like that not only teach children discipline, that practice is important and self-discipline is important, but also it can kind of give them a sense of accomplishment that they've done something like memorize a poem or a song or something along those lines. So there's a quote from Ephesians 6:1, chapter 6, verse 1, and it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Hey, if you do that, if you actually teach your children a poem or a verse or something like that, we'd love to hear about it. You can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.